She had taken everything. But for safety's sake she did a thorough search of the desk drawers, the stacks of paper, and the shelves. Suddenly her gaze fell on an old-school yearbook lying on the windowsill. She saw that it was from Djursholm Gymnasium, 1978. Did Berger not come from Djursholm's upper class? She opened the yearbook and began to look through the pictures of that year's graduating class. She found Erika Berger, 18 years old, with a mortarboard and a sunny smile with dimples. She wore a thin white cotton dress and held a bouquet of flowers in her hand. She looked the epitome of an innocent teenager with top grades. Linda almost missed the connection, but there it was on the next page. She would never have recognized him but for the caption. Peter Fredrickson. He was in a different class from Berger. Linda studied the photograph of a thin boy who looked into the camera with a serious expression. Her eyes met Fredrickson's. Even then she was a whore.
Fascinating, Linda said.
She fucked every guy in the school.
I doubt that.
She was a fucking... Don't say it.
So what happened?
Couldn't you get into her pants?
She treated me as though I didn't exist. She laughed at me. And when she started at SMP, she didn't even recognize me.
Right, said Linda, wearily. I'm sure you had a terrible childhood. How about we have a serious talk?
What do you want?
I'm not a police officer, Linda said. I'm someone who takes care of people like you. She paused and let his imagination do the work. I want to know if you put photographs of her anywhere on the internet. He shook his head. Are you quite sure about that? He nodded. Berger will have to decide for herself whether she wants to make a formal complaint against you for harassment, threats, and breaking and entering, or whether she wants to settle things amicably. He said nothing. If she decides to ignore you, and I think that's about what you're worth, then I'll be keeping an eye on you. She held up her baton. If you ever go near her house again, or send her email, or otherwise molest her, I'll be back. I'll beat you so hard that even your own mother won't recognize you. Do I make myself clear? Still he said nothing. So you have the opportunity to influence how this story ends. Are you interested? He nodded slowly. In that case, I'm going to recommend to Fru Berger that she let you off. But don't think about coming into work again. As of right now, you're fired. He nodded. You will disappear from her life and move out of Stockholm. I don't give a shit what you do with your life or where you end up. Find a job in Göteborg or Malmö. Go on sick leave again. Do whatever you like, but leave Berger in peace. Are we agreed? Fredrickson began to sob.
I didn't mean any harm, he said. I just wanted...
You just wanted to make her life a living hell, and you certainly succeeded. Do I or do I not have your word? He nodded. She bent over, turned him onto his stomach and unlocked the handcuffs. She took the Consum bag containing Berger's life and left him there on the floor. It was 2:30 a.m. on Monday when Linda left Fredrickson's building. She considered letting the matter rest until the next day, but then it occurred to her that if she had been the one involved, she would have wanted to know right away. Besides, her car was still parked out in Saltsjöbaden. She called a taxi. Beckman opened the door even before she managed to ring the bell. He was wearing jeans and did not look as if he had just got out of bed.
"Is Erika awake?" Linda asked.
He nodded. "Has something else happened?" he said. She smiled at him. "Come in. We're just talking in the kitchen." They went in.
"Hello, Erika," Linda said. "You need to learn to get some sleep once in a while." "What's happened?"
Linda held out the Consum bag. "Fredrickson promises to leave you alone from now on. God knows if we can trust him. But if he keeps his word, it'll be less painful than hassling with a police report and a trial. It's up to you."
"So it was him?"
Linda nodded. Beckman poured her a coffee, but she did not want one. She had drunk much too much coffee over the past few days. She sat down and told them what had happened outside their house that night. Berger sat in silence for a moment. Then she went upstairs and came back with her copy of the school yearbook. She looked at Fredrickson's face for a long time.
"I do remember him," she said at last. "But I had no idea it was the same Peter Fredrickson. I wouldn't even have remembered his name if it weren't written here."
"What happened?" Linda asked.
"Nothing. absolutely nothing. He was a quiet and totally uninteresting boy in another class. I think we might have had some subjects together. French, if I remember correctly.
He said you treated him as though he didn't exist.
I probably did. He wasn't somebody I knew, and he wasn't in our group.
I know how cliques work. Did you bully him or anything like that?
No. No, for God's sake. I hated bullying. We had campaigns against bullying in the school, and I was president of the student council. I don't remember that he ever spoke to me.
Okay, Linda said.
But he obviously had a grudge against you. He was out sick for 2 long periods, suffering from stress and overwork. Maybe there were other reasons for his being out that we don't know about.
She got up and put on her leather jacket.
I've got his hard drive. Technically it's stolen goods, so I shouldn't leave it with you. You don't have to worry, I'll destroy it as soon as I get home. Wait, Suzanne, how can I ever thank you?
Well, you can back me up when Armansky's wrath hits me like a bolt of lightning. Berger gave her a concerned look.
Will you get into trouble for this?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Can we pay you for...
No. But Armansky may bill you for tonight. I hope he does, because that would mean he approves of what I did, and probably won't decide to fire me.
I'll make sure he sends us a bill.
Berger stood up and gave Linda a long hug.
Thanks, Suzanne. If you ever need a friend, you've got one in me. If there's anything I can do for you.
Thanks. Don't leave those pictures lying around. And while you're on the subject, Milton could install a much better safe for you. Berger smiled as Beckman walked Linda back to her car.